sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, July the 11th, 2016, as you hear the fanfare for the common man. The common man had a big victory yesterday. And we're going to talk about that today. We have a guest who will be joining us in the second hour, Todd McFarlane of Protect the Harvest. They were advocates for the injustice and persecution that was levied at the common man, the Hammonds. And, of course, a previous guest of ours, Christian Saucier, has also launched a class action lawsuit. He was one of the people. President Trump has pardoned, I believe the number is 8 individuals that President Trump has pardoned. These are not people who contributed to his political campaign, like Bill Clinton, pardoning crooks, financial crooks. No, these are people who have been abused by the abuse of power by the Obama administration, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and others. And so we're going to be talking to Todd McFarlane in the second hour, who, again, he represented them for a while. They were one of the groups lobbying on their behalf. Many groups were lobbying on their behalf. Ranching groups and farming groups and others. I'm going to play for you a little bit of a clip of one of the people that was in the town where Lavoie Finicum and the others who went to that area to protest the injustice done to the Hammonds. They had also what they were doing that was really dangerous. They were not threatening any of the population. What they were threatening were the lies and the bluffs of the authority figures in that area. And they were going around talking to ranchers and miners and loggers about the abuse of the federal government's powers. And we talked to a logger who had helped organize a meeting, and so had the sheriff in the town that they were going to. And that was when they set up the roadblock and killed Lavoie Finicum, because they didn't want that message getting out. Folks, it is far more dangerous to them for you to exercise your free speech than anything else that you can do. You pass this information on. And we're also going to be talking to somebody else about the fight of the common man. We have a case that has been filed this week to the Supreme Court. This is a case where one individual has been fighting the corrupt political system of patronage in Chicago, specifically one of the most corrupt places in our country. And he has been fighting a wrongful termination as part of the political patronage system there. But the real issue is how the courts redacted the transcripts, hid the transcripts, altered the transcripts, deliberately changed them, and then refused to turn over the tapes and other issues. And this is what we're seeing at the base of so many of these prosecutions. The fact that they remove evidence that is helpful to the defendants. But in the case of Eugene Warrick that we're going to be talking about, they didn't just hide information that was helpful to the defendant. They altered testimony that helped him to win and refused to pay him after he won. So we talk about the sailor who is going to be suing in a class action lawsuit. I know he's not doing this for the money, but believe me, now that's going to be a high enough profile case that they won't be able to alter the transcripts on that. But this is something that has been done in this corrupt place in Chicago. We're going to talk about whether that's being done in other places as well. It is a major lawsuit. He has been fighting this for decades. He has now gone to the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking to him and one of the people working with him who suffered second and third degree burns. He has had people who were his lawyer shot and killed. He's had other people shot at. He's had this individual who's going to be on with us who had his house burned down. He suffered second and third degree burns. These people play for keeps, just like they did with Lavoie Finicum. And so he's also going to be our guest in the second hour. It's going to be an interesting program. Stay with us. Lionel will be joining us in the third hour as well. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to be talking about what is happening in NATO. We're going to begin by talking about the situation in Oregon, the pardon that President Trump gave yesterday, a great injustice that was partially corrected. You can never give these people back their lives, and they have been fined $400,000. They have suffered draconian punishment for nothing, folks, nothing. And I'm going to tell you just how bad that was. It led to the standoff, not the standoff, it led to the protest at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and the death of LaVoy Finicum because the federal government did not want him going to a neighboring town to talk to the loggers and the ranchers and the miners. And those common people are the ones who begged President Trump for justice and who replied with that. And I had, as I talked about that and I thanked him on Twitter, I had one person say to me on Twitter, "Will you forgive President Trump for his Brett Kavanaugh pick now, David?" And I said, "Well, let's just say I will pardon him. And I'll ask him not to do something like that again." And I really do appreciate what President Trump has done. And we're going to talk about that great injustice here and other ones. And we have someone joining us in the second hour who's with one of the groups who fought for the Hammonds there in Oregon, that fought to get them out of the situation, the persecution, that it was a political persecution, folks. I'm going to tell you how and why. From the Obama Department of Justice. So we're going to be talking to Mr. McFarland in the second hour. We're also going to be talking to somebody who has been a common man who has been abused by the system in Chicago, a system of patronage that got him fired. And then even after he won in court, they refused to pay off. And then they altered the transcripts. He was able to get both copies of the transcripts. You know, we've had a situation in the past where there was a lawsuit by a guy who was protesting the TSA, and the government posted unredacted documents on pacer.gov by mistake, and then later pulled it down and posted the redacted documents. So we could see exactly what they didn't want us to see. We saw that they were saying, hey, there's no threat. There's no threat against airports and airplanes. We're just going to do this to the people. That's what they didn't want anybody to see. But in the case of Eugene Warrick, they didn't want anybody to see the criminal exposure that came up in court. And so we're going to be talking to him. This is also a case that has been going on. This one has been going on for decades. We've had people shot at. We've had people killed. We have people, and one of them is going to be our guest, who has suffered second and third degree burns just this last week or so, because they're taking this to the Supreme Court now after decades. So he's going to be joining us in the second hour as well. Lionel will also be joining us. But let's take a look real quickly at the Supreme Court decision. Was I unfair to criticize President Trump on Kavanaugh? As I laid out the case yesterday, my concern with Kavanaugh from the very beginning was his association with the deep state. The fact that he was a creature that they were on him from the very beginning. He was the candidate of Washington. And he was an appointee and very deeply embedded with the Bushes. That's one of the things I said. I woke up this morning, had a nightmare that Jeb Bush had been elected president and made a Supreme Court pick. But he was also somebody who was deeply embedded in the establishment in every way and clerked for Justice Kennedy, who has no respect for the original intent of the Constitution, one of the worst judges in that regard. That's why I went down the list and I said, oh, this guy is Kennedy. Forget about it. He clerked for Kennedy. Another one, he clerked for Kennedy, too. Oh, here's somebody that clerked for Scalia. That was Amy Barrett. That's why I said, hey, she'd be a great choice. And she was on the number four list, but she didn't make it. Here's what Judge Napolitano said. He agreed with me. Here's Judge Napolitano.
Supreme Court Justice Judge Brett Kavanaugh, what are your thoughts? Do you know him?
Well, I do know him. There were four forces going on at once. So the religious conservatives wanted Judge Barrett, the former Notre Dame law professor from the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. The academic conservatives wanted Judge Kethledge, a sort of mirror image of Justice Gorsuch. Mm. The president's sister wanted her colleague Judge Hardiman, whom some believe was originally the president's first choice. The Washington establishment, sometimes known as the Swamp, wanted Judge Kavanaugh, and the people around the president wanted Judge Kavanaugh, led by Don McGahn, the White House legal counsel, longtime friend of Judge Kavanaugh, and they prevailed.
But are you suggesting?
You're saying it's a swamp pick?
Yes, I'm saying that this is. I am disappointed in the president because this is not the type of person that he said he would pick. Justice Gorsuch was. This person is at the heart and soul of the D.C. establishment against whom the president railed. Now, look, that's just my criticism. He's pro-life. He's pro-gun. He's pro-police, which rankles civil libertarians. Mm-hmm. He's also pro-Obamacare. He's also, well, an infant might have the right to an abortion. An infant immigrant might have the right to an abortion. We can impeach the president if he lies to the public. The president can do no wrong. These are not my words. These are words that he's said throughout his career. So one of the takes on him is he can be reckless with his words. Do I think he'll be confirmed? Yes, I think he'll be confirmed. But I think you're going to see some incoming fire, as Ed would say, from the right on him.
Why is Rand Paul, others, Tom Cotton? There are Republicans, as you suggest, who are skeptical of this nomination.
Because he is, at heart and soul, a big government guy, and because he is part of the Washington establishment against which the president rails.
So are you suggesting that there could be a challenge with the right on this nomination?
Yes, but I do think ultimately they're not going to embarrass the president. Look, if Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski decide that he's too pro-life for them, then they have to get some Democrats, assuming that Senator McCain doesn't vote.
Now,
all right, and as you heard him, it's not just me, it's Judge Napolitano, it's Rand Paul and others. Do not agree with this individual. As Politico is pointing out, what is missing from the Supreme Court? It will have nine justices, all of them who took their legal education at Harvard or Yale. Right there, folks. Establishment. Swamp creatures. Nine Nazgul who are ruling our lives and intruding themselves into the most minute details of our lives, things with which they have absolutely no authority. And when you look at Kavanaugh and his decisions about that immigrant abortion case, when you look at the fact that he wrote the blueprint for the Supreme Court saying that Obamacare was constitutional, that was a lie. And it's the same kind of GOP hedging of their bets that we saw with them putting forward Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan as the hedge in case Obama didn't get reelected in 2012. They were going to get Obamacare, and they're going to keep Obamacare with people like Kavanaugh in the Supreme Court because he wrote the fundamental prevarication, the fundamental lie to push this unconstitutional mandate on us. And so, no, I don't support him. I will pardon President Trump for this mistake. It is a mistake. I don't think it's going to be undone. I don't think people will push back against it. I'll give you one more data point. The New York Times, the case for Brett Kavanaugh from the New York Times. The New York Times loves him. In 2016, the writer says, I strongly supported Hillary Clinton for president, as well as President Barack Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Merrick Garland. But today, with the exception of the current justices and Judge Garland, it is hard to name anyone with judicial credentials as strong as those of Judge Kavanaugh. I like him, he says. This is the New York Times. And so when you look at this, you look at people like Amy Barrett or Hardiman. They were not Harvard or Yale. They were outside the Beltway. They would have been better choices. We're going to be talking about President Trump. He has now begun the NATO negotiations, and it is off to a stormy start. And good for President Trump. He has taken on NATO, another good example of that. We're going to be talking about that when we come back. We're also going to talk more about this pardon and what was behind it, the political persecution behind the Hammond case. Then we'll go on to NATO. We'll go on to Trump in the UK. And then we've got some updates on the Democrat reactions to SCOTUS that I think you're going to find very entertaining. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As President Trump left yesterday, he said, "I'm on Air Force One flying to NATO." And I hear reports that the FBI lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are getting cold feet on testifying about the rigged witch hunt headed by 13 angry Democrats and people that worked for Obama for 8 years. Total disgrace. Let me tell you, I think that this, being the brunt of this persecution, has opened up President Trump to the kinds of pardons that he did yesterday. You know, he's been called a blue-collar billionaire. He has also been the target of unjust persecution, not just political rivalry. People will pay, in politics, you got to have thick skin. People are going to say all kinds of nasty things about you, and he understands that. And he responds in kind. But that's a very different thing than weaponizing the Department of Justice and the FBI, and in the case of these individuals, the BLM as well, that other bureaucracy. You know, the FBI is a bureaucracy. It's in their name. It's in the name of the BLM as well. A couple of bureaucracies, they're out of control. And it's Obama's Justice Department, which is still there, by the way. It has not been dissolved or changed by Jeff Sessions. He's just recused himself from doing anything at all about it. And so you still have the same structure there. You got all the same people there. You got Rosenstein. You got all these other corrupt individuals running this investigation with each other. So President Trump has been the brunt of this. And I think it has made him more sensitive than he would have been even before. I think he would have been sensitive to this. You know, there's a lot of people, a lot of billionaires or wealthy people like to engage in philanthropy. You know, you used to have Elvis give people Cadillacs and things like that. You know, it makes them feel good. And Elvis did it in a different way. He didn't do it in a way to be seen by people as practicing charity. And we've had stories about President Obama doing the President Trump, not Obama, certainly not Obama, President Trump doing the same thing. Then you have the Hollywood crowd who likes to make the speeches and get the applause, and they do their charity with your money and their causes. And then they take all the credit and the applause. It's a very different type of thing for different people. President Trump has been one of these quiet philanthropists, and he already had a heart for people, I think, in that sense. But when you look at him being the target of these same corrupt institutions using these same tactics on him, I think he really understands what's going on. We're going to tell you what really happened. At that, go over that in a little bit more detail. And as I said, we have someone joining us in the next hour. Is going to be going over that in more detail as well. But hopefully it is also going to result in President Trump being sensitive about the abuse of the surveillance state. I mean, that is core to the way that the establishment has come after him. That's why I keep playing all over and over again. Maybe someday President Trump will see it. Maybe someday somebody will show him this video of Michael Hayden saying, "I'm not interested in bad people. I'm interested in interesting people," you know, like everybody that was on the Trump transition team and President Trump himself. They find them very interesting. They're not bad. Nobody's bad here. No. We're just interested in how we can surveil them, things that we can find on them. That's what's really dangerous about the surveillance state. And, of course, Hayden was the former director of the CIA, the NSA, and so forth. But let's talk about the pardon here. I got a message today. It was forwarded to me from an individual, Joseph Rice. I don't know who Joseph Rice is, but I'll read you some of this report, and I think it's important. "Thanks to everyone who took the time to make phone calls, to sign petitions, to write letters, to send emails. It made this day possible." That is the pardon of Dwight and Steve Hammond, the father and son. "Please now take the time to send a thank you to President Trump and to Congressman Walden, who ensured that our message was heard at the White House." It's an easy way to do that. You can just send off an email. Even easier, President Trump is on Twitter all the time. I just read you one of his tweets. We all know that he loves Twitter. So send him a tweet thanking him for that. I mean, you can even just click one button. You can even go to my Twitter account. I put it at the top of my thing. "Thank you, President Trump, for doing this." I put up the video where I first learned of it yesterday at the close of the program. Just retweet my thank you. Or like it or something, you know, so that he can see that. Anyway, here's the other thing that's interesting, I think. Lucas Oil is flying the Hammonds home tomorrow, that'd be today, into Burns, Oregon. Now, Lucas Oil, interesting self-made millionaire there. This guy, actually, there was a recently a movie that I watched with my son about racing because we like cars, we like racing. And he actually created a dirt track racing event that's really kind of interesting to watch. I mean, they're not just going around in a circle. It's a more varied track, and they got big hills where they jump over the cars and everything. But that was all a Lucas Oil event by this self-made millionaire, and he was the one who made the film to promote his race. And, you know, had a story to it that was it was pretty well done, kind of predictable, but I enjoyed the car clips. Anyway, Lucas Oil will be flying the Hammonds home today into Burns. There will be multiple convoys from around the state traveling to Burns to welcome the Hammonds home. This is a testament to what community can do when focused. In the past, the media has labeled us anti-government when all we sought was accountability of government action. We must never forget the authority of government only comes from the consent of the governed. And he talks about other groups. Besides the individual we're going to talk about, Protect the Harvest will be on with us, Cattlemen's Association, many others, sent requests to the White House. And that's why it is important to have so many people speaking up. The Cattlemen's Association, Protect the Harvest, the congressmen, people's individual letters, and now you thank President Trump for this. He says, our work is still not finished. We must challenge and request oversight of U.S. attorneys who continue to abuse the justice system with Brady violations. What are Brady violations? That's what we talked about with the Bundys. You had a judge there, Judge Gloria Navarro, who in previous trials and in the previous trial of the Bundys had covered up and excluded evidence. And this violates a ruling by the Supreme Court. Had covered up evidence that would have been to the benefit of the defendants, that would have shown that they were innocent. Did that in multiple trials, this Judge Navarro. What broke the case for the Bundys was an honest man in the BLM who became a whistleblower and exposed the crimes. Then she was finished. However, even after she dismissed the charges against the Bundys, these corrupt federal prosecutors who are still working for the Department of Justice, who were part of Obama's Department of Justice. That's why I said it hasn't been changed, folks. We just have this do-nothing Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who is weak and ineffective, and he's left these crooks in place to come after not only President Trump, but after the Bundys again. And she shut them down again, but she also said the same thing had happened in the previous trial, and she still has people that she could release from prison that are still sitting in prison. And President Trump needs to pardon those individuals as well. There were people who were there protesting the violence, the intimidation of the BLM, using their First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. It was not illegal to carry weapons. It was the BLM who was pointing weapons at us and threatening to shoot us. I was there as a reporter. I saw it. I heard it. I had the guns pointed at me, not just at the Bundys. They were pointing it at everybody on the ground. They were the aggressors. They were the criminals. They violated the law. And they are still free, while the people who are doing nothing are in jail.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I just want to briefly, before I get into NATO, President Trump is there. He is taking on the military establishment complex and the globalists who are pushing this. He's taking them on directly, and we should be happy about that. And we're going to talk about that, much to celebrate there as well. But I want to talk about this pardon, President Trump pardoning the Oregon ranchers. 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen Hammond, 49, convicted of arson in 2012 for fires that were burned on federal land in 2001 and 2006. They were originally sentenced to 3 months and 1 year, respectively. So the elderly gentleman got 3 months. I mean, he's 76 years old. And the other guy got 1 year. Were they malicious arsonists? You know, I had people sending me emails when I talked about that. I thanked President Trump for that. They said, oh, so now you officially, you right-wingers, you officially support arsonists and terrorists. Well, those were the lies that were put out there by the Obama administration. And I'm going to tell you how they were lies, how it was a political persecution. In October 2015, an appellate judge ruled that the sentences were too short because the Obama Department of Justice demanded this. Based on the federal minimum sentencing laws of 5 years and resentenced them to serve longer terms. That resentencing and sending them back to jail was what caused the protest by many, including those who had been part of the many who had been part of the Bundy Ranch protest against the federal overreach, the federal abuse at the Bundy Ranch. And make no doubt about it, sending these people to prison was a reaction by the Obama Department of Justice and the BLM against the success of the Bundy protest. That was their way to begin to get even. And they eventually were able to kill Lavoy Finicum as part of that. You had an FBI agent, let's not forget, Joseph Estarita, fired off a shot into the car. Nobody was shooting at him. He fired into the car. He denied it. They eventually figured it out. They did this thing called ballistics testing. Imagine an FBI sniper not knowing that. But, of course, he's not called a sniper. He's called a hostage rescue team member. You know, kind of like Lon Horiuchi, who shot Randy Weaver's wife point blank in the forehead while she's holding a baby? Those hostage rescue members are the beloved and respected FBI, not respected or beloved by me. He was later accused of denying that he had fired the shots at Lavoy Finicum. He pled not guilty to two counts of obstruction of justice. We remain to see if any justice will be done in that particular case. These are the seventh and eighth pardons or commutations since President Trump has taken office. The first one was to Sheriff Joe Arpaio, another political prosecution. Other recipients include Scooter Libby, another political prosecution. Dinesh D'Souza, same there. And Christian Mark Saucier, the U.S. Navy sailor. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Also a political persecution. Coming after the small people, and I've interviewed Christian, and we're going to try to get him on again. It's difficult for him to get into this time slot because he works for a living, unlike these bureaucrats who seem to only have in their job description attacking the small man, the common man. But let's talk a little bit more about this. There was a great article on the New American by William F. Jasper, who we interview frequently, laying this out. He said, what was the crime of the Hammonds? Their crime. They were prosecuted for conducting controlled burns on their own ranch. These burns got out of control and spread to less than, let me focus on this, less than 150 acres of land that the federal government says that they own. Land that the Bureau of Land Management, not land ownership, they're not the BLO. You could call them the PLO, they act like the PLO. But the Bureau of Land Management is supposed to manage the land. But instead, what they're trying to do is manage the ranchers and the farmers and the loggers and the miners off of the land. It's part of Agenda 21. And these corrupt senators like Harry Reid and John McCain, once they get everybody off the land, they rip the land up and turn it over to the multinational corporations who just somehow happen to kick back something to these corrupt politicians. Anyway, that's the bottom line with it, folks. But it was 150 acres of land that was a controlled burn that got out of control. It happens. It happens. You know, it just happened in Florida. I reported on this about 2 weeks ago, and I made the connections to Oregon. We had 36 homes that were burned down in the panhandle of Florida a couple of weeks ago as a controlled burn conducted by the government happened. Nobody was sent to prison. Nobody was fined. Nobody was called a terrorist because that was our government. The government can never do wrong, can they? Oh, yes, they can. Here's what they did. Even though the fires caused no real damage and no threat to lives, homes, or property, unlike the one that was just done in Florida, the BLM acknowledged even that the 2001 fire for which the Hammonds were prosecuted had actually, quote, improved range conditions on the public land. It was nothing but scrub brush that was out there. They said, yeah, it's good for it to have a fire once in a while. And nothing of any importance burned down. Not even a tree burned down. But we're going to tell you how trees were burned down by the Forestry Department here in just a moment. By way of contrast, as he points out, we previously talked about how the BLM, the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, are veritable arsons are us. And here's an example. When Lavoy Finicum was murdered, he and others were on their way to a land use meeting in Burns, Oregon, because the BLM and the Park Service there, because of their mismanagement, had caused massive fires, but they had also pushed everybody off of the land. And these two things are not unrelated. by telling the loggers and others, changing the policies. I've talked about this in the past. My uncle, who was a forestry professor at the University of Missouri in Columbia, told me decades ago that this was going to happen. He said they have changed the policies. They're no longer managing the land. Instead, they have this idea of environmentalism that you don't do anything. And I want to play for you what Tad Haupt said, and he was one of the people who invited them to come down because these fires that got out of control destroyed his private land. And the logging stuff that he had set aside for his retirement. He was a logger himself. Here's what he had to say about this mismanagement and the arson of the National Park Service.
Master, for instance, the pine forest here in Grant County, about 2 tons of light fuels on the ground is known to be acceptable. The live trees will withstand the fire.
When you're talking about fuel, you're talking about dead trees.
When I'm talking about fuel, I'm talking about pine needles, pine cones, limbs, logs laying on the ground, stumps. And some of these areas of this of the federally managed lands in this county exceed 500 tons per acre of fuel on the ground. So
you hear that?
When you have too much fuel on the ground, when it catches on fire, then it ignites the secondary fuel, which is the standing live trees, and then you have a massive forest fire. Every forest has different conditions, and we
all
have
right, let's hold it right
dry
there.
Condition.
So what the government has done, you're talking about the federal management of the land? They don't do any management of the land. That would be allowing people to come in and take out the standing deadwood. That'd be allowing people to come in and take out the fallen deadwood, or they could even do some clearing on their own. We've had the same thing happen here, just outside of Austin. And, of course, it was government-controlled land that was the center of all this. It just happened in the Gatlinburg area, Smoky Mountains. That's an area that gets a great deal of rain. And yet it is the dead wood that is on the ground. As a matter of fact, here outside of Austin, it was down in Bastrop, they had the massive fires. And they started telling private owners, make sure you clear the land out. But, of course, the government won't do that. The government won't manage their lands. And so it's the same as if they were pouring gasoline on the ground. Because as you just heard that logger explain, when you leave that stuff there, it gets the fire so intense that it just makes the live trees explode. It's absolutely amazing what they did. But what is even more amazing, and I'm going to get to President Trump at NATO in just a moment, but we've got to focus on this, folks, because this is where you and I live right now. That's a bigger issue, and it's an important issue. But you and I live under the thumb of these thugs from Washington, D.C., and they're setting this country on fire in so many different ways. And we're going to talk about the way they set us on fire legally when we come back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the rancher. Let's talk about the malicious persecution. We just talked about the environmental incompetence of the so-called Bureau of Land Management. They think they own the land. Let me tell you what they're burning. They're burning our Constitution. The Constitution makes it clear that the federal government doesn't own any land outside of Washington, D.C. and some forts and ports. They're not supposed to own 90% of the land in western states. It's not their land. At the most, they're supposed to manage it, but they are not managing it. They're incompetent. And they're trying to push these people off the land, take their property rights that are every bit as real. You won't have any property rights if you don't stand up for their property rights. You know what they call people without property? You know what they call people without rights, without due process? There's one word for it, slave. You want to be their slave? You sit there and do nothing. You let the UN Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, you let that be enacted by these crooked corporations and politicians who are in their pockets. People like Harry Reid and John McCain, you let them rule here with their bureaucracy, and you let them run these people who have had property rights on the surface, under the surface, to the resources. They've had these property rights, some of them for centuries. You let them run these people off of the property. You see what happens to you with your suburban home. They're going to put you in their slave containers inside their mega cities, and they won't let you move, communicate. Oh, certainly you're not going to have a gun to defend yourself. And so we're going to talk about the maliciousness now of these people who want to burn the Constitution, not just our lands. And you talk about, there was an accidental control burn, 150 acres. 36 homes were destroyed in Florida, the panhandle of Florida. Nobody went to jail. And they're not concerned about the smoke from these fires, are they? Or the people who are harmed by it, are they? No, you've got the same federal government that's levied $30 billion in fines against Volkswagen because they supposedly cheated on their emissions test. They've got a Volkswagen executive in jail. Did they jail any of these people? who set these fires, these government agents who set these fires, these government agents who, through their incompetence, caused these lands to burn, to spill over into other areas. You know, after the fires in Gatlinburg, the federal government had the audacity to have an agent come on and say, well, you shouldn't build your houses anywhere close to federal land because they're so damn incompetent. That's why. And they don't care about what they do to people. But let's talk about the legal aspect of this, because when we look at this, this is arson against the Constitution. You had federal district court judge, in this case of the Hammonds, Michael Hogan. And I'm reading here from William F. Jasper, who did a great job of breaking this down, the New American. He said this judge recognized that the Hammonds were being railroaded, that they were being subjected to malicious prosecution. In their first trial in 2012, Judge Hogan ruled that imposing a five-year mandatory minimum prison sentence on the Hammonds would shock the conscience of the court, quote unquote. He said this would result in a sentence which is grossly disproportionate to the severity of the offenses here, he said. It would not meet any idea, he said, I have of justice or proportionality. And so let me interject something here to all of you conservatives who don't want to see the war on drugs end. All you conservatives who worship at the feet of Ronald Reagan, who gave us mandatory minimums and civil asset forfeiture, do you understand how your icon, Ronald Reagan, destroyed your liberty, your right to own property? Do you understand how you destroyed your due process with the war on drugs? It's just a different excuse. The left uses the sacred environment. And the right says we got to protect people from their evil impulses. And, of course, we can't look to God to do that for us. No, God's not powerful enough. We need the federal government to come in and do this. It's a spiritual problem that this country has. But, no, we're going to use the federal government to stop people from getting addicted to drugs. So we have these mandatory minimums. You see how they're used? You see how they shut down a judge's discretion? It's all the same issue. You let them use these techniques on one issue, and they'll use it over here. That's a message to both the left and the right. That is why due process is so important. When you throw away your right to due process, when you throw away your right to have evidence that will exonerate you, not be hidden or destroyed by the federal government, when you allow these types of things to be taken away, when you say that you have mandatory minimums that can be imposed by the federal government, regardless of the circumstances of the case, when you tell jurors that they have no right to judge the law, that they can only judge the facts of the case, when you do all those things, you destroy our right to trial by jury. You destroy our rights as human beings. And the left and the right are both complicit in this. This is a result of the types of mandatory minimums that we saw with the federal war on drugs. Once you let them do this in one area, they've got the precedent set, and they will do it everywhere on issues, both left and right. And so what happened? This judge said this would offend and shock the conscience of the court. There would be no justice, no proportionality. And so he sentenced the elderly man to 3 months in jail, which was draconian. And then he sentenced the son to a year and a day, which was even more draconian. They ultimately had to pay $400,000, which is an abomination. But that wasn't enough for the Obama Department of Justice. They wanted revenge for having the Bundy standoff expose their agenda to drive people off of the land. So the Obama Department of Justice went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as William Jasper says, the activist federal court. The most activist in the land. And there, a Ninth Circuit judge imposed a five-year mandatory minimum sentence on these people, calling them terrorists. And they were summarily ordered back to prison. That was what caused the people from the Bundy Ranch. They understood that this was directed at them, at the broader issue. And their sense of justice was also offended, so they went there to protest that. Ultimately resulted in the death of Lavoie Finicum, the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And so you have the left coming out and saying the executive director of the Center for Western Priorities was searched out by the Huffington Post, as Alex Newman points out. And the Huff Post and this person, Jennifer Rocala, said the pardon sent, quote, a dangerous message to America's park rangers, wildland firefighters, law enforcement officers, and public lands managers. Yeah, send a dangerous message to them. Obey the law. Don't persecute people. That's a dangerous message, isn't it? You know, when you're talking about park rangers, you know, the friendly park rangers of Yogi Bear and so forth, that's not what we have with the BLM. They didn't carry weapons for a very long time. When they first carried weapons, they had a sidearm, a pistol. You know, they're out in the wilderness. They might get attacked by some kind of a wild animal or something. That's not unreasonable. Certainly not. But that's not what we saw. What the BLM has become is a full paramilitary occupational army. It has become a standing army. When we talk about NATO, I'm going to explain to you that the Canadian military is about the size of the New York police force. That is what we are confronted with here in America. We have the largest military in the world. Largest in the world. A standing army. Anathema to our personal liberties, as the Founding Father said. And yet, if you look at the size of different armies, you know what the second largest army in the world is? Our domestic police force. We have the two largest standing armies in the world here in America. And the ones here domestically, like the BLM, are standing on your throat. Have you had enough? I've had enough. President Trump said the Huffington Post, at the urging of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, has once again sided with lawless extremists. No, they sided against the lawless extremists in Washington, D.C. And so here's another guy to thank. Thank the Interior Secretary if he had anything to do with this. Put him on your list. I mentioned some other people, the congressman that was in that area. One more common man we'll talk about before the break, because coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking not only to someone who is there helping the Hammonds protect the harvest, but we'll also be talking to another common man who has been fighting for decades for justice in Chicago. And his story will expose a whole new level of corruption in our courts. You will be amazed at this story. But let's talk about what happened to Christian Saucier. He was a Navy sailor who took a couple of souvenir pictures of his bunk. They were born classified at confidential level. That is nothing, folks, nothing. But they persecuted him with the Obama Department of Justice, and now he's suing them. He says he was subject to unequal protection of the law. He is suing Comey and Obama. He said that, as you had FBI director say, he wasn't going to come after Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for the gross violation of national security. He said, don't you try this at home. And then he made an example out of this sailor who I've interviewed. But he is suing Comey, Loretta Lynch, former President Obama, FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and so forth for unequal justice. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We've had a bill introduced in Congress. It's called the Unmasking Antifa Act. It's been introduced. It would give a 15-year sentence for people who wear masks and violently attack others. It would give 2 years of jail time for destroying buildings or property while wearing a mask or disguise. Let me tell you something. When we talk about terrorists, these people are the real terrorists. They want to call the people who were there at the Bundy standoff or the people who were there in Oregon, they want to call them terrorists. Nobody was wearing a mask. Nobody had anything to hide. As a matter of fact, at the Bundy standoff, they were waving American flags. They were peacefully redressing their grievances with the government, which is what is protected under the First Amendment. But as we got there, they had marked off an area out in the middle of the desert, because it's mostly desert out there where the federal government claims it owns the land. They had marked off an area and said, First Amendment area. Right there, you can see it. First Amendment area. And somebody hung a handwritten sign there that said the First Amendment is not an area. It is not to be confined. It is not to be shut down by masked thugs. That's why I call the Antifa. It's not anti-fascism. There you go. There you can see why they put there. It's not anti-fascism. These people are anti-FA. They're anti-First Amendment. Let's understand what they're about. They don't want anybody speaking out. And they are violent. Violent. They said that as people were talking about this, you had the left coming back and saying, here's Emily Gorsinski on Twitter saying, the Unmasking Antifa Act is very concerning. It reflects a willful misunderstanding of what Antifa, anti-First Amendment, is. But I have also been saying it is a risk of fascism. And it's not just in the streets. It's now in the Congress because they're going to prosecute people for wearing masks and getting violent. Imagine that. And Will Chamberlain replied and said, on the contrary, if history is any guide, nipping political violence in the bud should be among Congress's highest priorities. And so you got Madeleine Albright is making a book tour. She's written a book called Fascism. And, of course, she is an expert on fascism. Let me tell you, she's not an observer, but a practitioner of fascism or authoritarianism, if you wish. She doesn't appeal to groupthink policies for her power structure. But fascism is not an important distinction. Authoritarianism is. And she exhibits that. You know, this is the woman who, when she was questioned, I believe it was Leslie Stahl, said, your sanctions killed over 500,000 Iraqi children. All these people, oh, it's the children. We got to do something for the children. Do they cry any tears for the 500,000 children that Madeleine Albright starved? Because she didn't have the common decency to even lie about that. She could have denied it. She could have said, no, we didn't kill 500,000 kids. No, she said it was worth it. Now, this same woman is doing her book tour, telling us about fascism, of course, saying that the U.S. needs to have open borders so it can demand the same thing from Europe. She's going to destroy your kids. That's really what she's about. She's going to burn down your country. She was asked on the BBC whether the fascism of her book title describes President Trump. She says, well, I do think he's the most undemocratic president in modern American history, and that troubles me. But then the interviewer pointed out, and he said, well, there's another way of looking at this, which is that you have an idiosyncratic, outspoken, but very popular president, a well-tried, long-tested democratic system, which is robust, and an opposition which simply doesn't get it. I'm surprised that somebody in the BBC would say that, but this guy's name is Marr, actually did. Good for him. Andrew Marr. She said, well, fascism, of course, is hard to define, and I don't think that Trump is a fascist leader, but I do think that his attitude toward freedom of speech, oops, stop right there. The anti-fascists, they say. But there's nothing that they hate more than free speech. And I'll get to it later in the show, but there's actually a video of a Latina Antifa coming after a white guy. Now, he's there. He wants to be one of the anti-fascists, but he can't be because he's white. He can't get no respect. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we will be talking to Eugene Warrick and another man who was severely burned for standing up to political corruption and injustice in the court system in Chicago. And you will not believe this story. They have just filed to the Supreme Court. They're going to tell us about their particular case and how this applies throughout the country. So stay with us coming up. And I want to talk about what's going on with NATO. President Trump is there right now. There's already been a lot of back and forth going on there. And it is a very important message because we need to understand that the military-industrial complex empire, and that includes especially NATO, has no clothes. That empire has no clothes. We're going to break that down in the next hour before Lionel joins us. But I want to talk about, and this, since we've just got one segment here, I want to talk about Trump in the UK. And he's going there right after he finishes with NATO. And as he was getting ready to go there, we know that there's been a lot of problems beginning last Friday with the overt betrayal. As Theresa May was saying she was going to implement Brexit, people doubted that from the beginning. She was one of the few ministers in the Conservative Party that did not support Brexit, and everybody believed that she was playing a delay game, and then the delay game stopped, and then it came into outright opposition. So she had a lot of resignations. It looks like she has now survived a vote of no confidence, and she's still, however, weakened. But as President Trump is heading there, Breitbart points out, actually Dulling Poll said, President Trump has poured petrol, gasoline in our terms, onto the flames of UK Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit crisis by coming out for her chief opponent, Boris Johnson, who just resigned yesterday, I think. Boris Johnson's a friend of mine, says President Trump. He's been very, very nice to me, very supportive, and I may be well speak to him when I get over there. I like Boris Johnson. I've always liked him. He just resigned in protest. Said, you've waved the white flag here over Brexit. You were trying to turn us into an EU colony, and he resigned as foreign minister from Theresa May's cabinet there. So President Trump has kind words for him, and as Dulling Poll says, this is what diplomats would call a gaffe. May, after all, is the leader of the nation to which Trump will shortly be making the first official visit. Johnson, meanwhile, is May's new public enemy number one. Sure, Trump found some time for kind words for Theresa May as well. He said, yeah, I get along with her very well. I have a good relationship. But he said that's just polite formula. It's the Johnson comments that will be noticed, and of course, Trump intended them to be. He says, this is precisely the kind of behavior that makes Trump one of the most winning presidents ever. Trump simply doesn't care about the narrow issue of whether or not he ruffles the feathers of a cold and distant prime minister who clearly finds him mildly distasteful. I would say at least mildly distasteful. She doesn't like President Trump. What he does care about, says Dulling Poll, very, very much, is winning the bigger battle on behalf of the people against the globalist elite. And that includes the people of the UK. At the weekend, he said Britain was effectively hijacked by the Remainer coup. And that's not good news if you're one of the 17.4 million people who voted for Brexit, and it won. Trump does not want that coup against Brexit to be successful for a number of obvious reasons. From his friendship with ex-UKIP leader Nigel Farage, whom May has priggishly banned from seeing President Trump on his visit. Can you believe that? What is Theresa May going to do to Nigel Farage if he talks to President Trump? Is she going to lock him up like Tommy Robinson because he exercised speech? This is the kind of tyranny that we see in the UK right now. And his instinctive loathing of Trump's instinctive loathing of the EU project, along with his sense that the Brexit vote in the UK was a precursor to his own victory in the presidential election. He says if Trump had sat down with his expert advisors, they would have produced all kinds of reasons why a U.S. president on the eve of a state visit should never have come out in support of a controversial figure like Boris Johnson. But that's not how Trump rolls. He shoots from the hip. Boris is a maverick who has just staked his all on something that Trump happens to believe in very strongly. And whether it is the right move politically and strategically, only time will tell. But it was definitely the right move morally. And let me play for you this man, Nigel Farage, who was the motivating factor behind Brexit, who has been banned by Theresa May from speaking to President Trump. Maybe President Trump will talk to him and Boris Johnson. That would be great. Here's what Nigel Farage said about a month ago about two different Europes and how he would have managed Brexit.
I mean, obviously, you concentrated an enormous amount on the campaign. Mm. But did you think at all in the years and months, you know, leading up to the actual vote about the detail of how we get
Oh, I thought about a strategy for how we should pursue Brexit, of course.
So what have they done wrong?
And I wrote about... Well, look, there are two Europes. One is the Europe of Brussels, the one of, you know, the unelected old men, the Barniers, the Junkers. That's one Europe. Mm. The other Europe are the member states. Mm. And what we should have done from day one is we should have had delegations going out to all of the European countries. We should have been in Munich visiting BMW factories. We should have been in Champagne visiting all the sparkling winemakers. We should have been out there pushing our message that Brexit is not about us pulling up the drawbridge. It's not about us not wishing to be friends. It's not about us not wanting to trade. And getting them to put more pressure on their MEPs, on their prime ministers, on their presidents, and directly onto the European Commission. We should have stolen the initiative on this. We should have made the argument that actually continuing with a free trade deal was very much in the interests of Europe. We did none of that.
And so you can imagine why Theresa May hates him. Because he's right. And the public is with him. As a matter of fact, even as he says, I'm banned from meeting Trump because the UK government hates me. But they don't hate Brexit. Those wanting the EU exit, Brexit, rises by 15% after Brexit. So its popularity has increased. As a matter of fact, all the Brexit doomsayers were saying it's going to cause a collapse of the economy. Here's an article from Zero Hedge. Since the Brexit vote, the UK has created 450,000 jobs. Unemployment stands at 4%, the lowest since 1975. Labor participation rate is 75% compared to the EU unemployment rate of 8.7%. So they got a 4% unemployment rate over the EU. It's 8.7. They have 75% labor participation versus the EU's labor participation of 58%. Productivity is the fastest rate in 6 years. UK factory orders are at a four-year high. Wage growth has accelerated to a two-year high. All this was supposed to, they were supposed to just immediately collapse into recession. Remember when all the big banks were saying that? Oh, you can't have Brexit. It's going to destroy the country. So Nigel Farage says, you better pass it, or I'm going to run for UKIP leader again, and we're going to target the Conservative MPs who said they were for Brexit and then took it out. But it doesn't look like they're going to take out Theresa May. She has escaped the vote of no confidence. But I want to play for you a little bit the time that we have left here, a back and forth between Piers Morgan and Sadiq Khan, because as we look at the London knife attacks becoming more and more violent, Sadiq Khan is not concerned about that. Just keep the knives away from his Trump baby balloon. That's all he's interested in. Because, you know, we don't want to puncture that thing. But Piers Morgan has a go at Sadiq Khan. I want you to hear a little bit of this back and forth.
World leader. There is a limitation on the U.S. Constitution free speech because it offends freedom of me.
I think you're being...
You know better than that.
No, I think... What I'm saying is...
You're a journalist, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
I can't believe you... used to be an editor. Can you imagine?
I think there's hypocrisy here because I don't think you would allow in a million years a topless blimp of Hillary Clinton in a nappy had she won to be flown at Parliament. I don't think you'd allow a black balloon depicting Obama as a baby in a nappy to be flown. So I charge you with hypocrisy about free speech.
Please give me time to respond. To your four-minute question.
Yeah.
So this weekend, there are two big protests taking place in our city.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, there's an extreme far-right Free Tommy Robinson protest. You know my views on that.
Yeah.
They're same as yours, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't that tolerant of them to allow people to speak out for Free Tommy Robinson while they keep him in jail?
There's an anti-Donald Trump protest. No,
all right, let's hold it right there. We're out of time. Do you want to talk about hypocrisy? Talk about the fact that Sadiq Khan pushed for Farrakhan to come into the UK, but he has pushed very hard to keep Trump out. That's what's behind this Trump baby thing. And the really sad thing is that the fight against the grooming gangs, which Tommy Robinson was speaking out against, is only supported by 3% of the lawmakers in the UK. Only 3%. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Franklin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Franklin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to a couple of individuals who have been pursuing injustice in the courts. That's what we were talking about the entire last hour. We just saw a pardon by President Trump of the Hammonds. We talked about the legal issues there, the fires set by the government, the accusations of being arsonists and terrorists by the government, which was really a political persecution. But we have a story of corruption coming out of Chicago. This is a search for justice by a wrongfully terminated man in Chicago. His name is Eugene Warrick. He is on the phone with us right now. And he's been trying to get justice for several decades. I'll play a real quick little clip to give you a quick summary of what has been happening with this. Let's run that video.
Big secret the court system doesn't want you to know that could affect every court case in the United States of America. Better yet, let me just show you.
Eugene Zorich was fired from his job as a truck driver for the city sewer department in 1984. Zorich charged that a $1,000 contribution to then-mayoral candidate Richard M. Daley in 1983 led to his firing by the Harold Washington administration. Arguing that his firing was political, Zorich sued the city in federal court, citing the Shachtman Decree.
First coming out with this in 2004 with the tell-all book by the late Linda Achor, Death of the Justice System, Eugene discovered from his own experience in his own case that the courts were hiding everyone's tapes. Furthering the evidence was the media's own admission. They were in collusion with the courts, engaging in a scheme to not just hide the fact that court audio is part of everyone's due process right. They were altering everyone's transcripts, dockets, minute orders, and cases. The evidence Eugene can provide is they all colluded to hide his win over the Shachtman Decree, proving Chicago fired him for political reasons.
The citizens and their attorneys have is the courts don't want to believe that government officials are in fact altering documents, that government officials are in fact backdating documents, that government officials are in fact lying on the witness stand. And so what happens is the citizen goes in, like Gene did, behind the eight ball, with the odds tipped against them. The only way to change that is through public awareness.
Then they change your records to cover their lies in court. What is said in court never completely gets to the record, and the only true record of the court to prove what was said is also taken away. With this precedent-setting case, we are hoping to show this country, its citizens, our president and his family, and cabinet, just how they are cheating all of us.
All right, this is an amazing story because, as you just heard there, he sued them under a Supreme Court case. We're going to get into that. After he won, they changed the transcripts. They withheld the tapes as they altered that information there. And he's been fighting this for several decades. But we've had a new development. And just this week, we had them go all the way to the Supreme Court and file with the Supreme Court. Hopefully, it will be heard by the Supreme Court because this is a massive bit of fraud here. And just as we saw with New Jersey Weed Man, they've had to do a lot of this work on their own. And the New Jersey Weed Man said, hey, I'm going to represent myself because I can't get a lawyer to talk about jury nullification. They're afraid of the system. Well, the lawyers are afraid of this corrupt system that will go so far as to hide and to alter transcripts, and they've got evidence that that happened. Now, as part of this team, Eugene has joining him, with him. This is Eugene Warwick that we're going to be talking to in just a moment. Also, Bill Fabricius, I believe is the way you pronounce your name, Bill. Bill is joining us. Bill was severely burned just over a month ago. His home was set fire between 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning. And so we want to ask him, first of all, how are you doing, Bill? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much,
tell us
sir.
A little bit about what happened with this fire at your house and you know, exactly what happened and why you think this was set.
Well, I was in bed about quarter after five. I woke up and the hallway was completely engulfed in flames. There was a gallon of gasoline or some gasoline cans turned upside down in one of the water coolers I had that provided accelerant to burn. When I got up and ran down the hall, I looked to the left, which is to the back door. It was totally engulfed, and I slipped and fell, got burned, and ran out the front door and watched my house burn from that point.
And you're currently in the hospital, is that correct, or in the VA?
Yes, I am. I'm under hospital care.
And you suffered second-degree burns, some third-degree burns, is that correct?
I suffered second-degree burns over about 20% of my body, mostly in my arms and both arms, back of the neck, head, and my back and lower portion of the back.
Now, I see from your information here that the news reported that it was a grass fire.
That's what they reported, yes.
Wow. Has there been an arson investigation by the police, or do you trust the police to conduct an honest investigation at this point?
Well, there is a arson investigation, whether or not there's been no outcome on that. They have not interviewed me as to the occurrences of it. I did take some notes and copy down notes within a day of the occurrence when I was in the hospital.
Okay, and how were you helping Eugene here? You were helping him put together documents or as a volunteer?
Well, yes. Eugene and I got connected back in 2013 when I was running another case. And Gene presented to me, because I could not understand why I wasn't prevailing in the court case. There were just things that just didn't add up. And then Gene asked the pivotal question, did it ever occur to me that they were cheating me? And I just sat there for, had to be 10, 15, 20 seconds. And I said, that would explain why I would not and have not gotten any remedy or justice in the case, because I try this and I would be blocked. I try this, I would be blocked. The documents were being removed from my file. Things were being altered. At that point in time, I was not aware of the audio tapes. And then I started asking, well, where's the audio tapes? And I kept on getting denied as, oh, they don't exist. We don't know what they are. And in pursuing that, I got involved with republishing Linda Akers' book and republished it under the same title with the volume 2.
All right. And so that gets us to Eugene. And Eugene is joining us also on the phone. And you can find Eugene on Facebook.com/Eugene, that's E-U-G-E-N-E, Warwick, and you spell that W-Z-O-R-E-K. Eugene, you've been fighting this battle for a very long time. Back in 1973, you were hired as a truck driver for the city of Chicago Sewer Department, and we're going to talk to you when you come back and get you to tell us not only about the Shachtman Decree, but I think the most important thing, which Bill was just talking about, which is the way the records have been falsified and withheld, not only in your case, but in Bill's case and in many other cases. We're going to be right back talking to Eugene Warwick. Again, you can find him on Facebook.com/Eugene Warwick, W-Z-O-R-E-K. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests. for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eugene Warrick, as well as Bill Fabricius. Bill was just talking to us from the hospital. He suffered second-degree burns as his house burned down in the middle of the night. He found upside-down gas cans and so forth. What were they doing that caused this to happen? Well, Eugene has been fighting for decades against the Chicago political machine. And I want to go to Eugene right now and have him tell his story. Thank you for joining us, Eugene.
Yeah, glad to have you. But I'd like to say something before I go on. And if it isn't for President Trump, this wouldn't happen because the rest of them are all in the same gang. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
For the people. Now, just because I'm a truck driver doesn't mean it doesn't work in your case. It's the idea that I know how to get through and use the system to go in there and get this. I've been in 5 cases with them, in the same cases. They've been trying to stop me and stop me and stop me. But the point is, when I go to the Supreme Court, they can't be there because of Rule 11E. Because if you take anything out of the files and it's not there, you're not allowed to make another motion. People don't know that. So when I get to the Supreme Court, and they're supposed to hear this, and the reason that we're not there yet is, first it's filing 10 briefs, then 20 briefs, now they made it up to 40. So we're going to see how this works, but we'll get there. But they cannot be in the court against me. It's me and the Supreme Court. They're not allowed under Rule 11E to go there. They have changed that since I brought this on and made the E disappear and put it into D. So basically, it's me and the Supreme Court and none of them.
Wow. That's interesting. We're going to get to the Supreme Court thing. Let's talk first a little bit about how you got here, because, of course, everybody knows about Chicago's political machine, and the politics there are famous. And it was so famous, so infamous, that back in 1969, they had a man named Michael Shachtman, right, who sued the city of Chicago for patronage. Tell us what patronage is, Eugene.
Well, patronage is a form of feudalism, and you pay 10% of your salary, and you work at their bequest. But you're not supposed to, because by me winning the First Amendment and them not wanting me put me in there, patronage is extortion, which is a crime. And your FBI has been doing this for years, so don't think it's just with Trump. Same thing with the U.S. attorney, and we can prove this in the court system. We've got everything you need to know that they did it, because here's what I did. There's extensive and intrinsic fraud. One is fraud against you and the other guy, and the judge sitting up there is a referee, and he decides what he wants. He calls balls and strikes. But when they fraud him, the lawyer or anybody frauds him, then it becomes a different case. Then that goes into a different fraud, and he's got to bring that out, and that's what we did. So what we actually did is use their stuff against them. And all the evidence that I have that was in the book, and I don't even know the book is, Bill knows more about the book than I do, because I don't pay attention to it. I was just giving them the story. And basically what they do is, and there is 40 pages of them saying what they've done. Like, they've changed the docket. They've changed this. They've changed that. We've got that from a woman called Teresa Ann Fantozzi, who's actually gave that to my guys. And they were scared about it because I had a young lawyer. After, the older lawyer died. So I was able to control him and run the case myself until they told him in a coffee shop across from John Marshall Law School that we don't do things here that way. You know, we don't do it, see? So there's a different way we do it. You got a good heart, but we don't work it that way. So then he had to go on their side. Then he was scared crapless after that. So then I had to carry on eventually myself and do the case after getting the stuff. But I knew what they would be saying, what they would be doing. They would have to be lying, so I'd catch them at everything. As a matter of fact, the transcript that I got, I was supposed to get another lawyer because they didn't want me going alone for the damages. These lawyers from the city of Chicago gave me the actual first rough draft of the copy they were forging. On day 2, it can show you, just like into Hollywood, it shows you that they were putting stickums, extra numbers on there. So that, you know, they could know where they left off from forging, and they thought I was going to bring it back to them because they brought it late at night. But I went to an online gas station.
I want to get to that, Eugene. But let's lay the foundation here for the audience so that they understand. You fought back against this patronage system. As you pointed out, you had to pay money to them and so forth. And this is something really that the Supreme Court should be interested in, because they just had a ruling saying that you can't be forced to contribute to a union if you don't agree with their political positions. It's very similar to this particular case. But then there are other things, and that is the key issue here, the way that they altered the transcripts, the way they withheld tapes, that is very important as well. But let's talk first about this patronage thing. The Shachtman decree, which came from the Supreme Court, was put against the city of Chicago, and that was based on a 1969 case. You started in 1973 as a truck driver for the city of Chicago. What year did they fire you because you gave money to the wrong person? You gave money to Richard Daley. They didn't like that. And so they fired you and made it clear that they were firing you for that, right? What year was that?
It was 1984, and a guy, Summerford, said it in front of a friend of mine who'd witnessed this in court and told him. So we really actually beat the bejesus out of them, because actually in the court and changing the transcript, stuff got really hot because he said to the lawyer, Charles X, he said, did you know they're framing him? And he said, yes, Your Honor, I did, which should have ended the case right there. They changed that to the truck was broke before I got there. But unfortunately, I was never even work that day. I was in, I had a conjunctivitis for 2 days and wasn't at work. So anything they had against me, they couldn't use because I had notes for when they said I did these things. See, what they do is they try to frame you, but you let them frame you, but you just tell them, no, hey, I didn't do it. Do what you want to do. And then you got doctor's notes. So when they do take you to court, they're screwed. See, that's the way it goes.
So they said there in the court transcripts, the original court transcripts and the testimony said that they frame him. So, yeah. And then they said something about the truck being fixed, but you weren't even at work that day.
No, I wasn't at work the next day either. But that wasn't even where I worked. You know, so the point was is that they were just screwed up because they have to keep the audio tape. There's a master audio tape. Let me let you know that first. It's in a vault. They have to keep that for the court so they can tell how they framed you and how they cheated you. That's not just for you, but you can use it. Because, see, there's a difference in the audio tape. See, this is what the people don't understand. Your lawyer's going to tell you there is none, we ain't got none, there is none, there ain't none. If you go to the court, Supreme Court, and you ask for it, they'll say, well, we can't answer that because you can go buy the tape out there. You're in a catch-22. But what I did was got the judge to say, I can't give you the audio tape. See, there's a difference between doing that. So basically he broke the law by saying, I can't give you the tape because everybody will want their tapes and they'll be playing them on TV every day. And what your people got to understand here is this isn't every game of life. This is the children's cases, those cases, and them cases. Because I met a woman, what I heard in December of 2005, and I met her and got to be friends with her, and she was talking to a court worker that was working there, and he says, well, the guy's father called the judge and told him to fix it. So I've been working with her ever since, and she's been a very good person, and I know she's been cheated and that, and she's trying to get her kids back, and we'll do that. We'll eventually get that because we can show if they don't give you the tape, they're not giving you the record. So if you never...
And this is what is important for everybody to understand, that there's an audio tape here, that they're not allowed to withhold this information. This is a key thing as a part of your case, which is going to apply to everybody. And one of the things that you found, Eugene, was in the original, first you found that they had altered the physical printed transcripts. They sent stuff to you, and some of the stuff was redacted. Is that correct? And you had a friend who helped you. It was like physical redactions, and he was able to remove the ink so you could see what they had redacted.
Right.
Is that correct?
It shows in there that your tape automatically got to be in your file. See, if you read mine, not the ones they put out there now. Because after I caught them, they start changing everything again. See, they didn't want me in there. And see, they want me in the appellate court because you can't get through the FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office to get up to there. Because now that we got Trump, we got a shot at it. Without Trump, you don't have no shot. That's why I don't realize why anybody's against Donald Trump. Because with Trump, is the only way you're going to get your case done.
That's right. That's right. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to be right back with another segment. Eugene Warrick. And also with Bill Fabricius. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is going to apply to you as well. You need to know what your legal rights are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on this 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now. Free shipping on hundreds of different items. More than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus. X2 is 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 1776. Silver Bullets, $9.95 colloidal silver. And free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
This is fraud.
60-year-old Eugene Zorich has been battling the city of Chicago for 21 years, and now his case is heating up. It started in 1984 when Zorich, then a truck driver for the sewer department, made a $1,000 contribution to Richard M. Daley's campaign to unseat Mayor Harold Washington.
They fired me for it. They even told me they were going to do it, and there's nothing I could do about it.
So Zorich sued the city under the Shachtman Decree, which prohibits political hiring and firing, and won. But when he went back to court to seek damages from the city for emotional distress...
I start realizing there's a lot of things going wrong here. There's a lot of stuff that's not in the transcripts. Documents are missing. People are taking stuff out. They're changing the records of the case.
For instance, six pages of this key court transcript allegedly disappeared, replaced by transcripts from an earlier hearing. Instead of the federal judge asking the city's lawyer, did you know they were framing him, the new transcript reads, did you know the truck was broken before he got it? Zorich says it appears the court reporter's signature had been forged, the top signature being legit, the bottom from the transcript in question. And when Zorich and his attorney requested a copy of the tape of that hearing, they were told the tape had been signed out by one of the city's lawyers and never returned.
To me, when I see that in combination with the active manipulation of the transcripts to remove Judge Duff's findings on those issues, it makes me very suspicious about what the city was doing throughout the course of this case.
All right, so you just heard that report, and this has been something that has been pursued by Eugene Warrick for quite some time. We're talking to him and to Bill Fabricius, who has been helping him and who is severely burned. Bill is calling us from a hospital. This is, if anybody doesn't know, Chicago is very crooked, as you just heard, but it is not limited to Chicago. We're going to talk about that. Before we do, though, let's stay focused on your particular case here, Eugene, for a little bit longer. Let's talk about the fact, how did you find, at one point you found copies of the original as well as the altered documents. Tell us about that story before we get into the audio tapes, and we'll talk about the whole story about the audio tapes because that's key for everybody to understand.
Well, they had to give me, but they didn't want me being my own lawyer anymore. You know, they wanted to have a lawyer because a lawyer is only going to go so far, and that's the truth. And anybody can argue with me about that, and I don't care because I'll win the fight. One thing I wanted to tell you real fast, they have to take this in the Supreme Court or break the law because the other side can't come. They can't come because they stole the tape out, and that guy was a U.S. attorney, too. Only a U.S. attorney can go in there and take that tape. There's a lot of things that people don't know. So don't think of my case as a truck driver. Think of it as your case and what happened to you, and you're going to find things out. But basically, they must hear this case because there is no other side. That was supposed to be done in negotiations, but they tried. They made a mistake. They screwed up, and that was it. The transcript they gave me was to look it over before I get a new lawyer the next day. But they actually gave me the rough draft that was changed with dots, dashes. It's so crazy that it's unbelievable. Nobody in their right mind could read a transfer like that. So when I got it done at night at the car exchange, you know, the car wash and put it in, I went the next morning and filed it. So they couldn't do anything about that. They had to leave it there. So that transcript is official, maybe changed a little bit more, but I've got the real
one. So you filed it with the court. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
You filed it as official document.
So they couldn't do nothing about that.
Wow.
So basically, here's another thing. In a decree, Shackman was gone the day I went. They kept him for 15 more years on. He didn't belong there. Rutan don't belong there. Those are decrees and settlements. I have a win. And they've got to put that in the Supreme Court as a precedent for all you people. And you should get your tapes because you ask for them, you get them. But what I did is proved in the court with a writ of certiorari. And I don't know how he did it because I don't know. I wasn't in the Supreme Court. It just went to the Ninth, Seventh Circuit and went back. But when a judge tells you, I can't give you the tape, he's breaking the law. When a judge tells you that's in my case that he's going to treat you as a lawyer, he's breaking the law. We have that as a precedent in my case. That's why for 15 years they kept Shackman out there when he means nothing anymore. He means nothing. So you can take it from there and ask me what you want. They must hear this case or break the law at the Supreme Court.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, the thing is, you were a truck driver, but because you had a personal interest in this, you dug deep.
Oh,
and you don't have a you don't have the restraint of trying to please the system. And so, like you said, you're going to go places where a lawyer is not going to go. Just that's the same reason that New Jersey weed man represented himself, because he knew that a lawyer would not make the argument for jury nullification. And that's something else that judges routinely lie to juries about. They'll say, don't judge the law. You're just here to judge the facts of the case. No, you're there to judge whether you agree with the law as well as the way it's being applied. That was in the New Jersey Constitution. So in your particular case, what they were doing was they were altering the transcripts. You found that they were altering the transcripts. You wanted the audio tapes, and then the judge says, no, I won't give them to you. And that's where you had them, isn't it?
Oh, that's where I had them. I had them with the docket, too, because they were transferring the docket, changing the dockets. And the woman, that Pintosi woman, she wrote on there that Cheryl Young, court reporter coordinator, is trying to change the docket, but that's how it is, how hard it is to do. She don't know what she can do. And then listen to this. The doctor's statement that was supposed to be given in 89 wasn't put into the file. And they wrote this. I got it written from them until 5 years later.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Wow.
We can go in there, and it doesn't matter because fraud upon the court has no statute of limitations. So it doesn't matter why I was just patient and patient and patient, because I knew I had them, and the wrong people were in office, and you can't get through those people. You can't go to the U.S. attorney. You can't go to this one, because no matter how the lower court is, the lower people are, they're going to save their jobs. They're not going to go for you. They can't lose their amount of money and what they can do to fling themselves. And the boys at the top hold them back. But now with Trump in there, you got the biggest chance of your life to do anything. And right now, if we go in there, everybody gets their tapes.
All right, let's. I want to ask Bill a question, because when we talked to Bill at the beginning, and again, Bill is in the hospital with burns. He was assisting you with a case. He got involved in this because they were changing information, hiding information from him as well. And that's the key thing, that this applies to everybody. Everybody needs to know your rights. You need to know how important it is for a jury. You need to know how a jury works. You need to know that there are audio transcripts, and that it's not just in Chicago, and it's not just in your particular case, Eugene, because in your case, you were directly coming after Chicago. You're trying to get monetary compensation because you were wrongfully terminated. Tell us, Bill, what was your case about where they were altering things?
Well, I had two cases. One was a divorce case, and one was a animal control hearing regarding improper taking of my dogs. And when I get into it, when you start to look at the evidence is missing. It's redacted. It's just altered. And I've asked for the audio tapes, and the presiding judge says, well, there are no audio tapes. Mm. And with understanding Gene's case, he established that there was audio tapes in my case as well as his and in everybody else's.
All right, that's good. Let's get back to Eugene because we're about to run out of time. So, Eugene, is this something that, I mean, do we know that this is happening, that there's audio tapes in all the court cases across the country, or is it just in the Chicago area that they got audio tapes and they're refusing to let them go out?
Everybody has tapes because you can look in their budget. Their budget provides for these tapes. The people are mostly scared when they go in there because when they tell them no, there isn't one, they don't fight for it. They march for crazy things, and they don't wait for the rights they've got. They've got the right to hear their case. And the only Judge Posner says this, and it's in the book. It says the only real facts of the case or audio of the case is the major audio tape. That's the one where you talk into the microphone, and they've got it in a vault in every one of their courts. So basically, you got Judge Posner saying that, and you got Duff saying, I can't give you your tapes because if I give you your tapes, everybody will want their tapes, and they'll be playing them all over TV. You
know. I can't give you your rights because if I give you your rights and due process, everybody's going to rights and due processes. We can't have the slaves do that. Let's talk a little bit about this. We've only got about a minute and a half. You're trying to go before the Supreme Court, and let's talk about this rule that blocks them from coming to court against you because of the corruption that you exposed.
Right.
Explain that rule again. Was it Rule 13?
No, it was Rule 11.
Rule 11.
And in there it says if anything is missing from your file, the other side can't put in another motion. So now they're trying to block us from different ways to get in, but we're going to get in. And the point is once we're in, they can't be there. It's me talking to the Supreme Court. They can't say anything. What I say goes then. And everybody gets their tapes then. Because that's the main issue. No judge has the right to tell you there's no tapes. But if you look at my case, it helps all of you because anybody out there, and I know there's a lot of people out there, have been told, I'm going to treat you like a lawyer. You can't do that. In my case, it shows there and tells the precedent that you cannot do that. Actually, Michael Shackman's case was gone when I won that case.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us, Eugene Warrick. Again, you can find him on Facebook.com/Eugene Warrick, and that's W-Z-O-R-E-K. Look, if he gets this, folks, we've been talking about Brady violations where the Supreme Court said because of a Brady case, you cannot withhold exculpatory evidence, evidence that would prove the defendant innocent. If Eugene gets his chance to go to the Supreme Court, we'll be talking about the Warrick violations.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies.
bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Todd McFarlane in the next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Lionel, be joining us. I'm also going to try to get into Trump at NATO in this hour in between the two interviews. And a final comment on what was just said by Eugene Warrick. As I was saying, we have the Brady ruling from the Supreme Court saying you cannot hide evidence that is in the favor of the defense because it would kill your case. and that is certainly something that is very important. If Eugene's case is heard, I think we will have something like the Warrick rule that says you cannot withhold the transcripts and the audio tapes of the trials from people. And, of course, they're not only withholding them, but he found evidence that they were altering these things, the corrupt people in Chicago. But it's very important that we be allowed to confront our accusers, as they stopped New Jersey Weed Man from doing that. They said, oh, you try to confront your accuser, you try to find out who this guy is, you're tampering with a witness. You know, kind of like what they're doing to Paul Manafort right now. They did the same thing with New Jersey Weed Man. You don't have to be a famous person to be a target of political persecution. Eugene Warrick, New Jersey Weed Man, and, of course, people like Paul Manafort as well. And so that's one of the reasons why we do have an opening right now with President Trump. He's seen this kind of corruption firsthand. He's experienced it. He's been the target of it. It's very important for us to shut this down. Now, as we talk about political corruption, let's talk a little bit about what Michael Chertoff, the first director of Homeland Security. This is the guy that was put in by George W. Bush. And, of course, he was the guy who, after he left Homeland Security, he went to work for a company that started making body scanners. And as we've reported, you know, those body scanners, we had to put body scanners in right away because at Christmas time, we had the underwear bomber. Remember that underwear bomber? And we had a lawyer who was on that plane. What was his name? Kurt something, I think. Anyway, he's been on. I've interviewed him multiple times. He's been on many times with Alex Jones and Haskell, I think it was. Kurt Haskell, was that it? Anyway, he witnessed what was going on. He saw a guy with a suit put this underwear bomber on the plane, and he watched everything that was going on. The guy was out of it, and you know, they said, oh, you don't need to see. This is not the droid you're looking for. Put him on the plane, says the guy in the suit. And this guy looks like he's you know, been pulled off of the living on the streets and pulled off the streets. And so Kurt Haskell pointed that out. And they played all kinds of games to keep him from testifying in the trial of the underwear bomber. Nevertheless, they used that false flag attack. And it was a false flag attack, folks. You look at what Kurt Haskell told us about that. They used that false flag attack to roll out the body scanners. And guess what? All the body scanners were already ready to go in this company that the former Homeland Security director had become chief of. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that nice? You know, sometimes the circumstances just aren't believable. And now we've got Michael Chertoff back in the news again. He has written a book, and he's talking about our privacy. And he says it's too late to protect your digital privacy. I guess it's too late for the Fourth Amendment as well, you know, and any privacy, you know, the airport. He's made sure that we don't have any privacy there. He says, we're actually surveilling ourselves, said Michael Chertoff in an interview. He says, we're doing a lot of collection that we used to imagine would be the government done as individuals. Well, yeah, that's right. It's Facebook became their surveillance technology. So we go around, we photograph each other, we upload things to the internet. That's why we actually have become little brother in the place of big brother. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a revelation. Maybe it was a revelation to the people who watch CBS. As I pointed out with the Snowden documents, the NSA was actually trolling us, talking about Apple and the 1984 commercials, and who would have thought that they would make Big Brother and that it would be this phone and that people would line up to buy it. And, of course, they got you all where you wanted to take all these pictures of yourself and put them up on the Internet by creating TV programs and even calling them Big Brother. Are we stupid or what? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Todd McFarlane. He is with an organization called ProtectTheHarvest.com. We've talked to Todd in the past about issues of land use. What happened with the Hammonds is a very political case. It was a case of political persecution. Todd McFarlane had been involved somewhat in that case. We're going to talk to him about his involvement, what he knows about it. But he is also an attorney for over 25 years. He is a seasoned veteran of the conflicts between ranchers and the federal government over land and resource issues and over property rights in the West. And he writes for Range Magazine. And also, I think the website, or he can correct this if I'm wrong, I think that website is Range Fire. .us. So joining us now is Todd McFarlane. Todd, is Range Magazine, is that the website for it, rangefire.us?
Right. Well, so you've got Range Magazine, which is a hard copy magazine. It has a website, okay. But Range Fire is the affiliate blog that I write quite a bit for as well. One thing I do want to just kind of clarify, I don't work for Protect the Harvest. I have worked with them. That's an organization okay. that has taken a leading role in trying to make something happen with respect to the Hammonds, and they've devoted a lot of time and effort and resources to that cause, as well as Trent Luce with Rural Route Radio. But I don't actually Good. Work for them, but they've been part of the coalition that has worked hard on this effort.
And that's an important part of this story, too, the fact that we've had so many people come out for their neighbors, and not just because they see the injustice of this case, but because this is a broad issue that affects a lot of people in a lot of states and a lot of industries. It's ranchers, it's loggers, it's miners, it's anybody who works on the land is being affected by this overreach by the EPA, by the BLM, by the National Forestry Service, and so forth, aren't they?
I think that's exactly right, David. I think a lot of people, especially those who are involved in, you know, kind of productive enterprises out here in the West, and you've kind of summarized what a lot of those are. But a lot of times, at least in my world, I've started to distinguish kind of between producers and consumers. And I think that people who are in productive enterprises and they really know what it takes to try to produce something in this world, they can relate to this and they can understand the injustices. So a lot of people have come out of the woodwork from kind of that sector that have just said, this is just flat wrong. This is so unjust to see this happen. And they've rallied around this cause, you know, what happened to the Hammonds, to see if it might be possible to somehow roll this back. And to be completely honest, for the longest time, even after President Trump was elected and everything, I think we wondered if it was really going to happen or not. So,
Well, there's a lot of inertia. One of the things we have to give President Trump some slack on, and I understand this. You know, I'd like to see some things done. I'd like to see them done quicker, but he has moved quickly on some things. Other things have taken a lot of time. Other things we still haven't seen the moves that we want to see made. But there's a lot of inertia. Right. It's like a giant ship, and you can't just turn it on a dime like a small ship. You got to gradually slow it. You got to gradually turn it around. This is a massive bureaucracy, and there's a lot of inertia in it.
Well, and it's not like there aren't all kinds of issues that his administration has to deal with, including global issues and much bigger picture issues. So in the overall scheme of things, this is kind of a fairly small issue that is very near and dear to some of us. But you do have to, as you say, put it in perspective of the overall big picture. So I think that is important.
And I would put it in a different perspective, too, to make sure that people understand, because when we look at issues of due process, this affects everybody. And that is really what is at the essence of this Hammond thing. I mean, we've got a judge coming in. The essence of the political persecution was mandatory minimum sentencing. And I want people on the right who understand property rights and so forth, I want them to understand that the mandatory minimums that they may support in the drug war are what the same types of things that were used to come after these people when the judge on the scene who knew what was going on said, there's nothing here. We're not going to persecute these people. No, the Obama administration came in and said, I've got a political agenda here, and I'm going to use the mandatory minimums to put them in jail for 5 years. So due process issues, getting rid of the Brady showing everybody the evidence that as they did with the Bundys and everything. These are issues that affect all of us, whether you are urban or rural, whether you're a producer or whether you are an eater. It affects all of us, doesn't it, Todd?
I'm really glad you pointed that out, because when you get down to the core fundamental issues, they really do affect all of us. And when you see how those kinds of issues, those laws that don't fit the due process scheme of things can be used to persecute one group or these individual ranchers, it can be used that way to persecute anyone who, you know, they want to use as a target. So you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, when you no longer have the rule of law, then the power of the government becomes arbitrary, and it becomes authoritarian, and it turns against anyone. And President Trump is experiencing this himself personally. And so it is a big issue. It is a fundamental issue, even though he's in NATO right now, and he's talking about the big trade issues and everything. But it even affects the president when we have a corrupt Justice Department, when they get rid of due process, when they target people politically.
Well, and I don't know how many people are aware of it. Maybe you've talked about it before, but Justice Gorsuch actually came out with a really interesting dissenting opinion in a case this spring where he talked about the injustices that result from these vague and ambiguous laws that allow judges to just engage in arbitrary decision making. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. And his position is we need a lot more precise laws that don't give these administrative agencies all this room to engage in retaliation and arbitrary and capricious application and enforcement of the law. You know, we need something a lot more precise.
And another part of this is the fact that we have these bureaucracies. You're talking about regulations and so forth. They maintain that if it is a bureaucratic regulation, that we don't have the same due process that we have if it was a crime that was done by Congress. And so we have, as Rand Paul has pointed out, and he's tried to stop this several times with what he calls the RAINS Act, we have a situation where Congress has abdicated its lawmaking procedure to the bureaucracies. But when the bureaucracies make a law, when the unelected bureaucracies make a law, they call it a regulation. And then when they accuse you of violating that regulation, they say you don't have any presumption of innocence and these usual standards of due process don't apply. And so that makes the expanding bureaucracies all the more dangerous. And that's what people out in the rural areas are seeing. But we're seeing it in so many different areas because, you know, it started with the IRS and it's metastasized into all these different areas as well. As the case you're just talking about, Gorsuch talking about that, people have said about the IRS when the rules are sufficiently complex, it's the same as having no rules at all. And that's been a problem with the tax code for a long time. But now it's become a problem with environmental regulation and many other things.
You're absolutely right. It's just out of control from my perspective.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the efforts to we got about a minute, a little bit over a minute. Tell us about some of the people besides talking about Protect the Harvest or some of the other individuals that came together to make this happen. Because when I was at the Bundy Ranch, it was people who had come from Utah, people had come from Arizona, people had come from Nevada. They were the last ranch that was there. All the other over 50 ranches had been driven off of the land by the BLM. And these other people coming in here and saying, we got to take a last stand on this. Tell us about some of the groups that came together for the Hammonds to lobby.
And it's really hard in that amount of time, David, to hit, to give all the credit that where credit is due. But importantly, I think it's really important to understand the role that Protect the Harvest played in kind of taking the lead, as well as Hammond's own congressional representative, Greg Walton, up there in Southeast Oregon.
Yes.
Just never gave up. Fought for them to the bitter end. Guys like Trent Luce with Rural Route Radio, again, never gave up.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you for joining us, Todd McFarland. And again, thank President Trump, all of you who are listening. Thank the congressmen and others who stood for this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable.
Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse Kraglin-owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin-owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and in this segment, before Lionel joins us at the bottom of the hour, I want to talk a little bit about NATO. At the top of the Drudge Report right now, there's a picture, NATO cracking. And this is going to be a classic picture, folks. This is like the picture that you saw when they had the G7. And Trump was sitting there smiling, and Angela Merkel was leaning forward on her arms, was so upset, and the body language is there. The body language here is also great. Everybody is very, very upset. You've got Theresa May holding her hands down there, like, oh, very tense. And President Trump is in the middle, just smiling away. Why is he smiling? Well, because he's been proven right. Again, we have Germany's soldiers using broomsticks for guns, and they are not training at Hogwarts, folks. They're not using their broomsticks in that way. They painted broomsticks black to use them as pretend rifles. And I wonder if they were going, pew, 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 pew. This is something that, you know, we had a friend, and she was very anti-gun. And she was upset about the fact that I not only allowed but encouraged my sons to play with guns, toy guns at the time. And they don't play with guns. They played with toy guns, but they now have real guns, and they don't play with them. But anyway, she was very concerned about that. She didn't want her kid playing with guns. And then she said at one point in time to my wife, she said, you know, it's just something about boys. I saw my son. He was running around with a stick in the backyard going, pew, 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 pew. She says, I guess it's innate. I guess I better stop fighting it. She eventually won, though. She turned him into a mama's boy. But I imagine that was what was happening in Germany. They were running around with their black broomsticks going pew, pew, pew. The general, Harald Kujat, a former chief of staff of the German armed forces, later described it as a huge embarrassment. You think? He said the unit was supposed to be ready to deploy whenever a NATO member was threatened. You know what? Like the TSA, there is no NATO threat. There is no threat to NATO. NATO is the threat. I'm going to lay that out to you if I've got time here. They are the threat to peace. In 2015, it also emerged that the German military was using ordinary civilian Mercedes vans as stand-ins for armored personnel carriers. Did they put a pretend turret on top of the Mercedes limo as they're driving? The Times reported today that all six of Germany's submarines, all six of their submarines, folks, were recently put out of service at the same time due to various repairs. Now, here's a suggestion. Call Elon Musk. He's got a submarine that nobody wants to use. Maybe he can give you a loaner on that, cut you a deal on it. The German's Navy inspector said, it does not frustrate me, but it is very annoying. I don't know what the difference between frustration and annoyance is. Maybe it's a distinction without a difference. The exercise is going to test their response to an invasion of Romania. And the question remains, by whom? Who wants to invade Romania? I don't. This is the essence of this, folks. As RT says, the uneasy alliance, the transatlantic partners, are facing contentious NATO summit. That's their headline. They said combating mistrust and not terrorism. the usually scripted snooze fest this year. Summit has been billed as a showdown between deeply divided allies. Yeah, they're combating mistrust. We don't trust them. We don't see a need for their mission, but we're supposed to trust them. You know, trust them. There really is a real threat. No, really. Really, there is. Yeah. It's those Russians, you know. The Russians are threatening us. They say Britain has been playing the Russian threat card to boost unity among its allies. You know, things like the false flag gas attacks. And they just conveniently had another one just before the NATO meeting and then the subsequent meeting between President Trump and Putin. You just had Theresa May put out another phony false flag attack. This time, they killed somebody. First time, nobody died from the nerve gas, a Novichok that is 8 times more potent than nerve gas. Yeah, give me a break. Anyway, I've talked about that many times. I'm not going to go into it. Here is what President Trump is talking about. Only 8 of NATO's 29 members, and that includes the United States. So let's say that 7 of the other 28, only 7 of the other 28, that's 25%, are spending the 2% of their budget. And let's look at it a different way. 74% of NATO's entire budget was paid by the U.S. And this is money, folks, that is basically going to the military-industrial complex. I think we should rename NATO. You know, NATO is an acronym, North American Treaty Organization. So just change the name NATO to MIC, M-I-C. Military-industrial complex. That is the reality of this. Basically, NATO, if they've got a mission at all, is to use the United States government as a foreign legion to create wars throughout the Middle East and Africa, because that's what is really happening. And so as we look at the, you know, Mercedes that are pretending to be assault vehicles, the all 6 of the submarines in the German Navy not being there, them running around the military exercises using broomsticks as weapons and so forth. Germany is reported to have less than 20 operational tanks as well. Canada's armed forces appear to be smaller than the New York City Police Department. This is what that's bad in 2 different ways. Number one, it's bad that we have a standing army in New York City writing tickets for people and so forth. But the real issue is, who are they defending against? Russia's military budget was down last year 17%. Meanwhile, our increase in our U.S. military budget was equivalent to their entire budget before they cut it. I mean, this is incredible. Who is threatened? Is Russia threatening Europe or is Russia threatened? Russia has got a lot more on their table. Not only that, but they are in military spending. They're below the U.S., of course, below China, below Saudi Arabia. See, the military-industrial complex has got a brand-new customer in Saudi Arabia, and they would like to have more sales in the European Union. And that's really what this push to get them to spend more money is about. There is no threat, certainly not from Russia. Russia has to defend itself from China, from North Korea, from the Middle East. All these areas are on their border. As a matter of fact, when you look at all of these countries that are on the southern border of Russia, it's what I think it was Gary North that used to have the phrase chaos stan, you know, because they're like Pakistan and this stan and that stan, you know, Uzbekistan and everything. I think what we ought to call it is Islamistan, because that's what it really is about. But I want you to hear a little bit of this back and forth between President Trump and the NATO secretary at breakfast in Brussels to give you an idea of how this is evolving. Here's President Trump.
It's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia.
All right, hold it there because we've got to go to a break. Lionel's going to be joining us in the next segment. Basically, what he's saying here is not only are we financially subsidizing you, but you have made yourself dependent on energy with the people that we're supposedly protecting you from. Is there really a threat? Let's understand that there really isn't a threat. They try to make a case that it's about nerve agent gas attacks in Great Britain, or they're subverting us through our social media. Give me a break. This is so pathetic. The Russian threat. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Lionel's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This 4th of July is special. Everybody can see it. They can feel it. The globalists are attempting to kill a worldwide awakening to their tyranny. And America, yet again, is at the heart of the resistance to the globalists. That's why this 4th of July, I'm asking all of our great supporters to think about InfoWars now more than ever. And what would the world be like if InfoWars wasn't there resisting the globalists? What would have happened if you hadn't supported InfoWars? We would not be having the victories we have today. So, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but the enemy is striking back. So, please, think about InfoWars and funding our operation while you get great products at the same time on the 4th of July that's so historic. We have record sales going on right now, free shipping on hundreds of different items, more than 20 items are 50% off, like BrainForce Plus, X2 is 40% off, Knockout Sleep Aid, $17.76, Silver Bullets, $9.95, colloidal silver, and free shipping, you can't beat that. This 4th of July is special, and our sales are special to match it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. Last time we talked, it was still not known who the Supreme Court justice was going to be. And, of course, you had the left lining up to protest whoever it was going to be as the most dire threat to democracy and to women's lives that had ever occurred. Take a look at the statement from the Women's March, as everybody is pointing out. That when they put out their response to President Trump's nomination of XX, they already had the template put in there, and they tweeted it out, how XX being nominated to the Supreme Court is a death sentence for thousands of women, says the Women's March. And then they, as I said yesterday, I'm sure that as they immediately had that press conference and rally there on the Capitol steps to protest President Trump, and they were standing there with their Stop Kavanaugh signs and said, I'm sure they had those printed up for all the different rumored nominees. And now we have the photographic evidence because they threw the rest of them on the ground and walked away like good environmentalists. They just threw the signs on the ground and walked away. So we got the Stop Kethledge, Stop Hardiman, Stop Kavanaugh. All the signs are right there. You can see they had them all printed up. So it really is kind of a template, and there's a lot of rage that we see here, Lionel. But of course, we do have a particular person to talk about. What is your take on President Trump's selection of Kavanaugh?
He's going to be good. A couple of things. First of all, let me just a couple prefatory words, if I might. I never miss your show any day.
Thank you. I mean, never, ever.
You are appointment TV, whatever you want to call this. That's number one. Number two, I want to say this before we forget. I hope somebody listens, remembers what you said initially in your first hour or so when you were talking about how minimum mandatory legislation has completely changed. And you said, and to those of you who, you and your hagiographies about Reagan, understand that this is what you have, because that is far more important and far more critical to the lives and well-being of many members of this republic than Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
That being said, this is much ado about nothing. Can I just bring everybody up to speed? You know, whenever I talk to people, my wife and I have this routine down. Somebody will say, well, you know, this guy, this the Supreme Court guy, this guy is, and you could tell they have no idea. And I said, which decision of Judge Kavanaugh do you think was most problematic? Which of his over 250 published opinions do you think was most problematic for you? Which one in particular? Give me roughly what, and they have no idea, as evidenced by the signs and the like. You know, David, these guys, these folks, these men and women at that level will argue about cases that nobody will ever, Lester Holt would ever discuss, or anybody. Let me give you an example, if I could. Just bear with me on this one. There was a case involving the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Oh, yeah, that got Elizabeth Warren very upset because that's her baby.
Right. Now, if you read it, if you told somebody, now listen, you, Mr. Al-Qaeda, we're going to do one of two things. We're going to waterboard you, or we're going to make you read this decision. They'll say, give me that water. It's 250 pages. It's an en banc masterpiece monster. This is what they talk about. Article 2, whether the presentment clause or the, I mean, it is wonkish. It is the driest. It is very scholarly. And he lost initially, basically, and then later on was pummeled. Now, unless you grasp this notion that you, not you, but the royal you, don't know anything about what these justices and judges deal with on a regular basis, go to SCOTUSblog.com or just read what cases are granted a cert on or regarding. Look at what the Supreme Court says. That's a good one. We're going to take that one. And you read it and you say, what the hell does this even mean? To the federal rules of civil procedure. So what I'm saying is that this is, despite what people think, a very, and I hate that word wonkish, but it's a very technical type of
And
that's as it should be. But then we do have the situations, which is one of the things that I'm concerned about with Kavanaugh, like Obamacare. The fact that we had Chief Justice Roberts write both the concurring and the dissenting opinion on the Obamacare, right, whether it was constitutional or not. And the one that he went with was what Kavanaugh had written, saying, yes, call it a tax, and then we can push this mandate on people. Yeah. And that has had big effect on everybody. So, I mean, the Supreme Court does have effect on some broad policy issues. Or if we look at the situations out west, I've been talking about the Hammonds, talking about the Bundys and so forth, the Brady violations. You know, we had the case come up before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, which we would all say, well, duh, that seems like a fundamental principle. You can't withhold evidence that's going to show that the people are innocent. And that was a case called Brady. But still, as you point out, with the mandatory minimums and so forth, even though the Supreme Court makes its rulings, we still have the Department of Justice doing this stuff, and nobody is ever punished for it, and it never changes, it seems like.
You will never figure out. It's like, how in the heck did this right wing, like what he said this morning, I was doing kind of a debate with a law professor, and he said, well, the extreme right wing. I said, what is extreme right? What does it even mean? First of all, one minute you say he's a right winger, then he's basically upholding Obamacare, which nobody understands. Now, you're going to have to make up your mind. You know, Burger King used to say, have it your way. Well, say, make up your mind. Is he an extremist? Is he this? What is it that you're talking about? But let me go back a little bit more. David, this Constitution is the worst piece of prose. Let me tell you the way the draft.
Yeah, I just like those first 10 amendments. The rest of it, I don't really care about.
Well, you know, the Bill of Rights. No, that's the critical part too. But let me go back and explain it. Some of these things, the presentment clause. You'll be going. There are people who've devoted their entire law review articles on this. But let me tell you the way these people would have come up with the rules of tennis, written as they wrote the Constitution. There is a game involving a ball that's hit back and forth over a thing which you might call a net. Sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't. Be fair. Use reasonable care in determining the point structure. We're not even going to tell you how to keep points. And as far as if you have a referee, that's okay. So you're going to get done. You're going to say, I don't even know how to play tennis. Yeah. I don't know. There's some obvious stuff. And what's interesting is that when it's very clear, the president, Article 2, 35 years old, 14-year resident, and a natural-born citizen, then we say, well, I don't know what that means. It's so vague. No, that's not vague. That's not vague. And you have to go through this. And also, David, people, the good news is, I guess, through my rambling, is that we're going to do just fine. Yeah. For these folks,
it's not going to be the end of the world. All the women in the world are not going to die as they because of Justice X.
You know what it's like? It's your name here. Remember when you go to a party, says, hello, I'm you. Whatever.
That's what he should do. When he goes for a swearing in, he should have a name tag, XX on there, just for the women's march.
XX is, of course, the female chromosome. And by the by, love the bumper music, As the City Sleeps, Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
Very
that's
good.
Right.
Okay.
We got to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Lionel. Always informative, always entertaining. And I want to get his take on the other responses from the Democrats. We've got Chuckie Schumer saying, he's dangerous. He's going to obstruct the Mueller investigation. Are you serious? I mean, this is what they have resorted to in the Democrat Party. It's why their support is in free fall. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Lionel is always interesting in what he has to say and entertaining, but especially when it comes to legal issues, because Lionel is a licensed trial lawyer. He actually knows what he's talking about. Many of us have opinions, but including Supreme Court justices, but Lionel has legal opinions. Lionel, your opinions are legal. So I want to get your legal opinion on the narrative that is coming out of the Democrats now, because this is coming from Chuck Schumer. So I think this is going to be one of the key lines of attack against Kavanaugh. And what they're saying is, as ABC News is reporting, Schumer says that President Trump, this is what they tweeted out, nominated Brett Kavanaugh because he's worried about Special Prosecutor Mueller trying to subpoena him
and will take actions to advance the Russia probe. President Trump knows that Kavanaugh will be a barrier to preventing that investigation from going there. So that's Chuck Schumer's conspiracy theory, and he's going to stick with it, I think, in the confirmation hearings. What do you think?
Well, first, I would say if you're counting on that, that means that Justice Kavanaugh will have to be one of nine judges who eventually gets to the issue of whether the investigation should proceed. This is the same fellow who, by the way, thought the a president could be impeached for lying. This is the same person who basically, you know, was involved in the Vince Foster case, too, which he really needs to be talking about. Yeah. So let me get this straight. He gets in and they're going to say, don't worry, Trump, no problem. We're going to rule. How are you going to rule? You're the Supreme Court. Well, in case somebody brings us a case which would ask us to rule on the dissolution or preventing Trump from testifying from a man who basically was really part of the Ken Starr investigation, who holds near and dear to his heart the benefit and the necessity of these kind of investigations. You see what I'm saying? None of this makes any sense.
Yeah. We heard from that millennial legal scholar who considers that she's already been elected to Congress, and that's Alexandria Cortez. She's touring Capitol Hill and so forth. And, of course, it's a heavily Democrat district, so she may be a shoe-in when the election comes along. But she was saying this guy is unqualified because he says you can't indict the president. And it's like, that's not the way it works. Maybe she should read the Constitution before she takes the oath, because they have to impeach him. Then they have to have a trial in the Senate. And then after that, if the guy had committed crimes, then he's no longer president. Then you can come after him and you can indict him for crimes that may have caused him to be impeached in the first place, right?
And the reason why you cannot indict a president and remove him via indictment versus the prescribed, impeachment is because Trump would be indicted so far. They would. Yeah. The drafters were smart enough, and they said, wait a minute. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to indict anybody. They're going to undo the franchise. So, you know what? Let's make it so that, fine, you can indict him. Like, for example,
you're going to indict anybody. You're going to indict a ham sandwich. So you think they would indict the president because of politics? I mean, he would be doing nothing but sitting in court day after day defending himself because you can indict somebody and then start the trial, right?
The great Saul Wachler gave that line. You can indict anybody. A good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. And by the way, it's so funny. He says, out of all the things I've said, that's what I'm known for. But so that people understand this, the drafters of the Constitution realize and recognize that we want to preserve this franchise. And if we allow somebody to be removed from office, can you imagine this? Mike Pence, then he's indicted. Okay, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. Secretary of State, then he's indicted. And then he's indicted. And then pretty soon we're going to just, it makes complete and total sense. Listen, I love this fact that this young, brave 28-year-old is driving the Democrats nuts. She is, let her talk. Please encourage her. Very good. Louder. Say this louder and have Harris. Yeah. Hillary says, oh, my God. Now, let me just throw in two. You want to be conspiracy theorist, David? I know that's what you are. You and your tinfoil hat. By the way, I use aluminum. We haven't used tin in years. Two things. Number one, why is Hillary Clinton all of a sudden flying coach? What's going on with that?
Yeah.
Were her assets seized? Is that something after that December executive order? Or is she setting herself up to prevent her from being indicted? So that when she says, I'm running for office, and then Trump says, well, my Justice Department would like to have a word with you. Oh, great. So you're indicting me because I'm running. No, we had this already. This was unsealed. This indictment.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So that's
trying
that's
to inoculate herself. Yeah. Then, and I'm not sure if she was in coach. They were flying commercial, but I thought they were in first class. I thought he was sitting there reading a book about the abduction of a teenage girl, fantasizing about the good old days and the Epstein flights, when they could abduct little girls and fly.
That's like having a book that says how to kill your wife and get away with it. I mean, I'm saying, do you care about this? But the other thing, too, was regarding this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is you want her to come in, and Hillary says, listen, you go through nuts. You just become nuts. Go crazy with this leftist stuff. Why? So I'll turn to the feds and say, I mean, the Dems, and say, now you need me to tack us back to the middle. And Hillary also was going to say, remember one thing. The reason why I lost was because of Russian collusion. They did it to me once. Remember, that meme and trope is still there. And if we ever get to the truth about Seth Rich, which is something altogether, that would completely derail that. So I've got so many of these little possibilities left, right, who does what. Because right now, David, I will tell you this, that to be a Democrat now is to be clinically insane. Because what's happening right now is instead of, you know, let me give you an example. I know you're a big World Cup guy. I know. You're a World Cup guy. You're into it. You're still whatever. I think France.
Cup from a coffee cup, but go ahead.
Let me tell you how we could go to the World Cup the way Democrats do politics. We're going to go. We're going to paint our face. We're going to put a big a wig on, and we're going to scream, and we're going to overturn cars, and we're going to yell, and somebody was going to say, excuse me, do you know what's happening, you and I? And I would say, no, of course not. We don't want to know the rules. We just want to react.
Yeah.
See, we don't care how this is done. We just like this, and breaking windows. But don't you want to know about the semifinals? No, I don't care about the semifinals. I just want to join this band, this murmuration of violent, you know, hooligans, because I enjoy the scream. That's what today's Democratic Party, or the
Antifa people, right? You know, they just had I reported on it earlier. They just had a law put through by some suggested by, it hasn't been put through approved, but they had four legislators in the GOP say we need to have a prison sentence if you get violent with people while you're wearing a mask, you know, because this is what the Antifa does. And, but if we're going to paint our face, Lionel, they found that the most effective way to avoid facial recognition is with the Juggalo clown makeup. Actually stumbled on something. So important safety tip for you there when you want to go incognito in New York, because there's cameras everywhere.
I'll tell you this
much.
I know women here in New York who have that Jocelyn Wildenstein, Bride of Wildenstein, plastic surgery, flat affect plastic look. You know, by the way, in the state of Florida, where I prosecuted, there was a law against, by the way, wearing a mask. There she is. Imagine saying, I want to look just like that. But and don't hold back, doctor. Anyway, so missing the point completely. No, it's not that they're wearing a mask. It's that they're violent.
That's the thing. Yeah,
but exactly. Before we start hearing the music, let me just explain. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please.
Was that Ted Cruz? I don't know.
This Constitution, this thing, as poorly drafted as it is, this thing is these cases, we're going to do just fine. The judiciary is Article 3. The most important, I hate to say it, is the Congress, legislative. Number two is the president, Article 2. And number three are the people who theoretically call balls and strikes. If I was a Supreme Court justice, I would be so horrible, because I would say, your problem is not with the courts. Your problem is with the legislation that either wrote this stupid law that you want us to overturn, or maybe you want us to create something. You should be going there. Let me repeat this.
That's the problem. And it is, they have the authority under the Constitution that they can override the Supreme Court if they want. But they don't want that, because they don't want the responsibility. That's why they have shuffled off their responsibility for writing our laws to the bureaucracy. And then they say, well, it's not even a law, it's a regulation, so you don't have any due process. Spot on as usual. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. And again, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, and you can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us. That's our program for today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.